You're listening to Killer in the Backseat by Campfire Stories and S'more.com. Late spring. Cheryl had just graduated from college. Her big plans for the summer were to take a road trip from Michigan to Arizona to live with her college roommates while interning at a mental health and wellness clinic. Jokingly referred to him as the insane asylum by her friends. Cheryl was always intrigued by what made the human brain tick. She figured, what a better way to start her career than to jump right into the deep end of psychology. Cheryl just packed up her car with a couple suitcases, knowing her roommates already had all other essentials in the apartment and that all she needed to bring were just a change of clothes. Saying goodbye to her parents, Cheryl's dad gave her a great big hug and told her to be careful, as all parents do. Don't forget, there are a lot of crazy people on the road, so be aware of your surroundings, her father told her. There she was, driving alone cross-country. She had called her roommates to tell them she was on her way. So excited, she sang music, daydreamed on how awesome the summer was going to be, interning at the mental health and wellness clinic during the day, and exploring Sedona, Arizona at night. Feeling tired and hungry, she stopped for a cup of coffee and something to eat. Unfortunately, all she could find was a dingy old cafe out in the middle of nowhere. She was a little scared to go in alone, but there were a lot of cars and several semis parked outside, so she knew there would be some safety in numbers. Inside, she had a donut and coffee and was feeling fairly safe, until she spotted a greasy-looking guy with a beard who was watching her very closely from across the room. Soon, she couldn't take her eyes off him. Her dad's advice was ringing in her ears. Don't forget, there are a lot of crazy people on the road. For fear he might move closer without her seeing, she ate quickly and got up to leave. But he got up too. She hurried to the cash register, keeping a side eye on the man watching her, and accidentally bumped into a man in a plaid shirt on the way out, causing all the contents of her purse to spill out on the ground. She hurried to pick everything up and pay for her coffee and donut, then scurried out the door. The bearded man came out only seconds later. She stepped out around behind a large sign, hoping to lose him. But when she peeked out, she saw him standing at the edge of the parking lot looking toward her car. She looked around for the man in the plaid shirt to ask for help, but didn't see him anywhere. She hurried from the sign to her car. She saw the man with the beard running parallel to her, then getting into a semi. She quickly got into her car and roared out onto the road. She could see the semi in the rearview mirror pulling out on the road behind her. She sped up, but the truck slowly gained on her during the downhill stretches. She changed lanes, even turned onto another highway, hoping the semi wouldn't follow her. Yet there it was in the rearview mirror. The truck came closer and closer and closer to her rear bumper. The bearded man began to honk the horn and flash his truck lights. Cheryl was terrified. No matter what she did, the truck stayed right behind her. Ahead, she saw a rest area with bright lights and lots of parked cars. She swerved across the lanes and took the off-ramp to the rest area. The truck swerved after her, its tires squealing. She pulled into the passenger car parking area and the semi followed right behind her into the narrow lanes. Cheryl skidded to a stop and got out. She started running towards the restrooms where there were a lot of people standing and staring at her. Cheryl started screaming and pointing to the semi, "He's after me! He's after me!" Quickly, a group of people surrounded Cheryl to help her out and find out what was going on. The bearded man jumped from the cab of the semi, carrying his tire-checking bat, and ran straight towards Cheryl's car. All of a sudden, out of the backseat of Cheryl's car, jumped the man in the plaid shirt. He was carrying a huge hunting knife, and with crazy eyes and a crouched position, he lunged at the bearded man. The bearded truck driver dodged his attack, hit the knife-wielding man, and knocked him out. Witnessing what was going on, some of the people at the rest area ran over to hold the man in the plaid shirt, while others called for the police. The bearded truck driver walked slowly across the parking lot where Cheryl was standing amongst a group of people. He smiled at Cheryl. "Sorry if I frightened you. I've been watching the news report at the cafe, and the guy's picture popped up on the screen. looked a lot like the guy sitting right behind you. Apparently, he was an escaped convict from the mental health clinic up the road. He'd been eyeing you from the moment you stepped into the cafe. When you bumped into him and dropped your stuff, I saw him sneak out and jump into the back seat of your car. That's when I decided I need to warn you. But you left in such a hurry. Couldn't you see that guy? In your rearview mirror? Every time he popped his head up in the back seat, I could see him, so I honked my horn and flashed my lights. This has been an audio recording of Killer in the Back Seat, brought to you by Campfire Stories and S'more.com.